You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Baby, hold on to me.
Jam.
Whatever will be.
Eddie Money is making his first appearance as your artist of the day.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever. Yep.
That's a solid pick.
Thanks, man. That was mine. But Rod went along with it. By the way, Rod, I am trying like nobody's business to set you and Tabitha up with Bob Seger tickets this weekend. Sold out.
I'm not surprised.
I haven't quit.
Yeah, not either.
I haven't quit. I am doing everything I can. I'm trying to. This is going to be your Christmas gift.
I would appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
I'm trying. So just.
I thank you just for the effort.
Thank you. Well, Kelly and I were scouring the internet for you this weekend. We're trying. But right now it's looking like it's $1,000 a ticket. And
I don't mind.
I love you. Dude, I love you. We are saying goodbye tomorrow to somebody who has meant a lot to me. Carrington is leaving us tomorrow. Sorry, Travis is leaving us tomorrow.
Hartzell
is leaving us tomorrow.
Henry Lake
is leaving us tomorrow.
Sterling.
Sterling Thomas is leaving us tomorrow.
And you say we don't have any black people in the building.
We do.
We got one for each show. One for each show.
Oh, my God.
You can't have multiple in this building. Only one for each show.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard, the great Travis Walker, who I found and discovered years ago at a Newt Gingrich luncheon, of all places.
Yeah.
And I walked up to him and I said,
"We need a black guy for KMBZ."
No, that's not. That is not what I said. What did I say to you?
First, you said you look bored as hell and you look like somebody that can work hard. Come find me on Monday.
That's what I said.
Also, we need a black guy for KMBZ.
And who are we kidding? We need a black on KMBZ.
This is before your 23andMe and you found out that you were black.
Right. Thank you, Travis. Thank you. Yes, it was before I realized I was the other black on KMBZ.
Right.
Yes. But at the time, we didn't know that, and so we needed a black on KMBZ.
You hadn't won your NAACP award
right.
yet.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Right. That's correct.
You know, I think we've been, we haven't talked about this leading up to today, because I have not wanted to believe this was really happening.
It's happening.
Like, I'm happy for you, but I'm sad for us, Travis. You know that.
I understand. I love you guys. I've had a great time. A lot of laughs, some shouting, and a lot of eye rolling. But I love it. Love you guys.
You will be missed, my friend.
I will miss you.
You
for sure.
Will be missed. Damn you.
And
damn you, Travis Walker.
Dana, this is actually an official of me quitting of you being your assistant.
Oh.
Oh, now I need a new assistant?
Yes. I'm not doing your Apple TV. I'm not fixing your cable. This is all stuff that hasn't even happened at work.
You're not going to go get my coffee.
No. Your Diet Coke.
All right. So we have an opening for my assistant effective immediately.
The only requirement is dark pigment.
Just send in your resumes with the picture.
Send in those resumes with a photo.
Come on, Martel.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know we will still see you,
yes,
Travis. But
yes,
I know the listeners are sad and bummed, and we didn't want anyone to think we were, like, hiding this news. I've just been sad about it. So, you know, now we're talking about it because you're down to your last. You'll be here tomorrow when we come in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll do a little send-off.
And I guess this also gives me time to come see you guys at least one remote.
Yeah, you never got to do remotes. No. You can now come to remotes.
Yeah. I can be in the
where
fan.
Everybody wants to know where you're going.
So I really haven't mentioned this at all, but I'm going to move a job and work with Tesla.
Like the car?
The car company.
No, and not the rock band from the 80s, Scott.
Right. No.
Because
no.
If it was Tesla from the 80s, I mean,
wow.
Hello.
I mean, they awesome. Are touring too, aren't they?
Rod and I are with you. We're going.
Love song, anyone?
So on the plaza, there's a Tesla shop that I'm going to be working at.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are you like selling cars or?
I'll be part of that team. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Good
if I
for
could
you,
afford
man.
A Tesla, I would come in and see you, but I'll just come in and see you anyway.
Okay, fine.
I'm just going to go into Tesla and be like, where's Travis? I need a coffee.
Just a bunch of us show up one day and go, no, we're here to test drive. We want to buy a car. Knowing that there's no way we can afford one. We'll just make him take us for test drive.
I can sit in there with you.
Yeah, you sit in there with me. Laugh at our credit score. I love the song. Kind of wish you were going to that Tesla. Do you think anyone from Tesla drives a Tesla?
No, I don't think they can afford it.
You think Tesla needs any color? I could join the band too and work the job.
They're kind of all white.
Oh, I love that song. Well, we are sad, but I cannot wait to come see you at Tesla, and I cannot wait for you to come to our live remotes.
You'll never see her again.
No, you will see me again. You will absolutely see me again.
As soon as you come to one of the remotes.
No. No. You will see me again. 54th Street. No, I go to the plaza. I will come into Tesla. If I'm on the plaza, I will come bursting into Tesla to find you.
You're never going to see him again.
Yes, I'm going to see you at your wedding.
What are the chances I see Dana first? With you, Scott, or Dana?
Me.
Oh, no, it'll be me.
Woman, please.
Please.
I hired him.
So, Rod, I'm seeing you first, basically.
Yeah, basically, that's what's going to happen.
It'll
be
Rod. Rod's going to come in for a test drive like an awkward amount of times, like Monday, Thursday.
So, are you going to ever buy a car? No, but your cars are fun.
I'm going to say hi to Travis. Take Rod, one around the block for a spin.
You brought the car back, but it smells like weed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I understand. All right, what's the over-under? Here we go. Do you, after you get married on December 15th to Mel, lovely, do you see me first or Dana first after that?
Oh, man. I think you call me first.
That's a good man.
You and I are texters. You and I text. Don't ever text Scott if you need CPR. You'll be dead before he reads it.
But that's probably true. But calling to see and texting to see, I still think that Scott probably calls.
Okay. Calls okay. I think he sees
me
first.
You know what? That challenge has been accepted. It's been heard and it's been accepted.
Okay.
There is one event I do want to be with you guys, though.
Okay.
Don't forget me. Bowling.
Oh, your house ball walker.
I wore my shirt yesterday, actually.
Oh, you're coming to bowling.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
That's awesome. Aww. That's awesome. No, you will be included in the bowling tournament.
Because I got some strikes to come back with.
You got some mad skills.
I got some strikes to come back with.
Well, you are more than welcome at the bowling tournament.
Yeah, I want to be
anytime.
There.
Anytime, my friend. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, be good, brother. All right. Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And at Olathe Subaru, they now have the exclusive Adventure Series, upgraded interior lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars, and basket. And both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty, included at no charge with every new Kia and Subaru. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Yes, indeed. What a sweet, sweet life it is.
I'm ready to kick ass.
No, there's nothing like the real world to get me down.
Tesla. Story here from the Kansas City Star editorial board. The Poplar Bluff, Missouri high school history teacher. Oh, God. Who let a ninth grader dress up as a member of the Ku Klux Klan for a class presentation last week definitely blew it. And the school district was right to suspend him, the high school teacher. A parent who called to express concern was initially told that nothing was meant by it. It never is, right? But did the teacher and his students learn anything from that all-wrong first response? Bishop Ron Webb, the pastor of Mount Calvary Powerhouse Church, who is working with Poplar Bluff Superintendent Scott Dill on the side of healing and restoration, said the school board planned to decide whether to terminate the teacher after hearing from members of the public on Thursday night. If the teacher is as sorry as he, by all accounts, seems to be, he should not be fired. Isn't it better to let him grow as a result of his mistake than to send the message that one wrong step in our still mostly non-existent conversation on race can be a career ender? That territory is fraught enough. Intention does matter, writes the Kansas City Star editorial board, and his mistake was a lapse in judgment rather than a provocation or an act of indifference. Quoting here from Webb, the bishop, I don't believe they were trying to be offensive. It was a poor choice. Students wore costumes for their group presentations on various amendments to the U.S. Constitution. And yes, it was insensitive of the teacher to let a kid reenacting the passage of the 15th Amendment, which guaranteed voting rights to African Americans, to wear the white robe and the hood of the white supremacist KKK. When you deal with the Klan in class or otherwise, said Bishop Webb, it's not just an historical event. It is still active. It is still alive. Webb said that one or two African-American students in the class did not say a lot when he and Dill visited the classroom to explain why the teacher had been suspended, quote, but there were looks of concern on their faces. I'm torn.
I don't understand and have never understood the thought process that leads up to this decision. So you have a student who asks, can I dress like a KKK person?
Okay.
There has to be some discussion there. There's the teacher who, in his mind, for whatever reason, thinks, yeah, sure, come on in. There are the parents who I assume would be aware that you're walking out the door wearing that item, or it's in your backpack. All of these people, no one ever stops to think, gosh, this is probably not a good idea. I never understand how we get to the point that we're even talking about these stories. Yet we do. Mm-hmm. Probably twice a month. Something like this comes up. The right. Nurse that dressed in blackface in Kansas City that ended up losing her job. All of these people leading up to the decision to walk out of that house like that. What are you thinking? I need to know more about the assignment, and I'm not going to say under any circumstance I think it was okay for him to dress like that. What is the point of the assignment? They were letting kids dress up to reenact
amendments to the Constitution.
Amendments to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Explain to me how dressing in a KKK robe is
probably not a good idea.
Well, but here's the thing. If you wanted to dress as Elizabeth Cady Stanton and talk about women's suffrage, that would fall in line with an assignment over dressing as a historical character to talk about an amendment to the Constitution, right?
Okay.
I don't understand the leap from letting blacks have the vote to having a kid dress in a KKK robe.
Let me see where you would draw the line. And I'm just
why wouldn't you just be a black student who would say, I am going to talk about the amendment that allowed blacks to vote, and I'm going to talk about it as if I was back in that time and I was not allowed to vote. That falls in line with that assignment. Okay, I don't understand how a KKK robe.
This was not a black student. This was a white student.
I know. I'm trying to give examples of what would be an appropriate presentation.
An appropriate.
Explain to me how dressing in a KKK robe is appropriate at all for any of the amendments.
Let me ask where you would draw the line. Let's say that the class discussion, and it was not, but let's say that the class discussion was about the Civil War, and a student decided to dress as Robert E. Lee, okay?
Okay.
Would you be okay with that?
And it was specifically about the...
The Civil War.
Civil War.
He was dressing as... Here's the assignment, okay? I'm the teacher. You're the student. You need to go home, and I'm not going to put any parameters on for whom you dress. You need to come to school tomorrow dressed as a central figure in the Civil War.
Okay.
One kid shows up as Abraham Lincoln.
Sure.
Another kid shows up as U.S. Grant.
Okay.
Another kid shows up as Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee, who, by the way, has two pictures in my living room with U.S. Grant in each picture, by the way, full disclosure, has become a maligned, almost diabolical character in American history of late.
I think under the scenario you described, someone coming in as that character among all of those characters within the Civil War would be fine.
General E. Lee.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't understand, what was this kid trying to say? If he's coming in a KKK robe, his character, if that's what you want to call it, is opposed then to any amendment that would let a black person vote. That's my guess.
Well, yes, but that was a significant portion of American history following the passage of the 15th Amendment, was the efforts by groups like the KKK to prevent people of color from voting. I'm not saying that this was a wise decision. It was unwise. However, I'm the history teacher. Dana, you're my student. I want you to go home tonight. We're teaching World War II history, mm-hmm. okay? And I want you to come to school tomorrow. I've put no parameters on this assignment. I want you to come to school tomorrow dressed as someone of significance in World War II.
Okay.
Somebody comes in tomorrow dressed as FDR. Okay? Somebody comes in tomorrow dressed as Truman. Someone comes in tomorrow dressed as a Nazi soldier. Not Hitler. But they find a Nazi armband in their dad's war chest. Dad's a collector. They find a tan suit.
I think also not a good idea.
Hmm. Okay.
History and teaching history and understanding history are one thing. I think dressing as some of these really murderous characters is another.
Okay.
Let's say this was a debate topic, and it actually would be an interesting debate topic. Every year they have a debate topic.
I'm glad you brought this up because I have something to share with
you. Let's talk about this in a debate class where you would have one person, because in debate you don't get to choose your side. You have to argue both sides. You have one person who would have the ridiculous assignment of defending not letting black people vote. Then you would have somebody on the other side saying, no, it's important that everyone gets to vote in America, and here's why. Under that scenario in a classroom, I think that's a perfectly appropriate debate to have to showcase that people really had these feelings back then. You don't do it wearing a freaking KKK robe.
Remind me of this when we come back, because I have something to share with you.
Okay.
Let's get to the newsroom first, so here is Will Sterrett.
A deadly hit and run. More next.
Hey, all you got to do is go to brooklinen.com for the best Christmas present for anyone on your list. You know why? You're giving the gift of a good night's sleep. Who doesn't want a better night's sleep? You spend about a third of your life in your sheets. It is time for a bedding upgrade. And all you have to do for anyone on your list is go to brooklinen.com. We just got my daughter a set of those sheets. They are that comfortable. Luxury sheets without the luxury price.
Founded in early 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich, and they had a simple philosophy: offer incredible bedding without the outrageous prices. And that's what they did. Brooklinen was one of the first, in fact, they were the first DTC bedding company. Now you're saying to yourself, Scott, I have no idea what that means. That means they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middleman, just a great product and a great service. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. We couldn't recommend anything better. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive holiday event happening this week only. Get up to 20% off site-wide when you shop Brooklinen.com this week only. Shop the biggest Brooklinen sale of the year. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to Brooklinen.com this week only. Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Just past 2:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. Authorities search for a driver who fled after hitting and killing a tow truck driver in Kansas City. Crash happened late yesterday as the victim was securing a vehicle on his truck along I-35 in the northern part of the city. The hit-and-run driver was behind the wheel of a black sedan. An effort to attract more teachers to Kansas has recruited just 3 teachers so far. But the state is on the hook to pay $270,000 to the organization behind the program. The legislature agreed to pay the education nonprofit Teach for America for the pilot program with the aim of recruiting 12 teachers across the state. All 3 teachers were placed in the same district in KCK. 3 Democratic senators filed a lawsuit challenging the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The complaint was filed today by Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. It argues the appointment violates the Constitution because he has not been confirmed by the Senate. The complaint asks a judge to declare the appointment unconstitutional and prevent him from serving as the head of the Justice Department. Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:32.
Hey, call my folks out at Seal Once KC and have them come out and permanently seal and protect your garage floor, your basement floor. Look, I know the weather is really cold right now. They will come inside and cover those indoor areas over the winter with that permanent polymer decorative coating. We actually just got a little squeegee thing for our garage floor. That looks brand new, by the way. And I took that in there because you know when you drive your car into the garage, the snow and the muck and the melt all comes off on your garage floor. We got a little squeegee broom over the weekend. We just push that stuff right out of the garage. Floor looks brand new. It holds up so well and definitely brings that wow factor to your home. Call them today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. Get a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to SealOnceKC.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
It is an area of high pressure in place. We have tranquil weather in the forecast for Kansas City straight through our Thanksgiving Day. Next system drawing in a little rain by Friday. Sunny for the afternoon time, the high 45, and clear and cold out there tonight, a low 20s. Plenty of sunshine for tomorrow, the high from 40 to 45. We're going to move back up to some mid-50s for the big travel day on Wednesday for Thanksgiving Day, too, right around 55, with wall-to-wall sunshine. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Jam.
Totally.
And ivory live together in perfect,
oh, that's a jam.
Harmony.
No question.
Side by side on my piano. Keyboard. Oh, no, why don't we?
Hey, look,
so good.
3 people are singing out of tune. Paul McCartney is singing in tune.
It's good.
We all know.
By the way, you were mentioning debate. In 7th grade, Killeen, Texas, I was Vladimir Lenin, and we had a mock debate. There was a moderator. Myra Graves was our moderator. And I was Vladimir Lenin debating with Abraham Lincoln. Okay. Brian Thomas played Abraham Lincoln. We went all the way, not bragging, we went all the way to state and came in 2nd place.
Wow.
In Austin, Texas. But I had to learn, I cannot do it anymore, so don't ask. I had to learn how to speak with a Russian accent, and I had to learn what Vladimir Lenin would have thought about certain things.
Okay.
Things I completely disagreed with.
Okay.
That my father was appalled that I was saying.
But you had to debate it.
But I had to debate as if I was Vladimir Lenin.
Yeah. Well, that's what debate class is. I mean, there have been years where you have to debate, when does life start in the womb?
Yeah.
You know, you have to debate both sides. Any guesses for the 2018-19 debate topic? And it's the same, by the way. Everyone who debates, in debate, college, high school, whatever, your debate topic comes down from the big debate forensics, you know, organization in the sky. I'll give you one guess, the 2018-19 debate topic. There's really only one.
Trump.
It's immigration.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. You tell me to debate immigration, and everyone is going to have personal beliefs about every debate topic.
Sure.
But some years it's a dud. I'm sorry. Some years it's like, you know, more science-y than other years for me. Debating clean water policy, that kind of thing.
My
important,
first
important, but ugh.
My first year in debate in high school was U.S. foreign policy toward Russia.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
That was not a winner.
Yeah, I always tell the kids, like, decide whether you want to do debate after you see the topic. The reason I bring up immigration in 2018, 2019, that is a topic where most people, even me, Scott, I could stand up in a debate classroom in an educational setting, and I would know how to debate both sides.
Yeah.
I could debate both sides.
It's easy.
The problem they have with this Yahoo teacher that let the kid come in the KKK outfit is, to me, there is no debating whether or not black people should have the same rights that we do. There's just no debating that. There isn't.
576-7798. This youngster in, what was it, Mound City, Missouri? Is that right?
I think it's Poplar Bluff.
Poplar Bluff. You're right. Poplar Bluff, Missouri. As part of a class presentation on the 15th Amendment, walked in a KKK outfit. There he is right there. Look.
Yeah.
Hard to see him up against the white wall because he's wearing a white sheet. But you can see the eyes that he's cut out on his sheet. And he shows up in class. The teacher is in trouble. The student is obviously in trouble. You know what's amazing? If this was college, would we think twice?
Yes, it would absolutely come up if this was college too.
Really?
Because there's no reason for someone to be dressed in a KKK robe to talk about some discussion in class over an amendment to the Constitution. There's reason.
I thought the whole point of education was to not only educate, of course, but to shock the senses. Am I wrong?
I think if you are going to bring in something like the KKK into a discussion, you can have a discussion about it in a historical context. Again, dressing up like one of those idiots in today's climate, Scott, where we know that hate crimes, anti-Semitism, I think is it up 35% was the percentage last week?
Yes, 35% for anti-Semitism.
And here's where we go back to the disciplining of the teacher. I would like to hope that someone in education would understand the bigger picture of why this is so inappropriate. It would be inappropriate anytime. It is off the chart inappropriate in 2018.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you're a teacher of history, high school level, okay? You're having a discussion about World War II. Nobody dresses up like a Nazi. Nobody dresses up like Adolf Hitler, whatever. But the teacher brings in and puts on the table a swastika armband, a Nazi war helmet,
sure,
an Iron Cross medal, maybe some boots that he got at some auction or whatever. Would that be appropriate?
Yes.
Just to show them this is what they wore?
Yes. And on this table, this is what our soldiers wore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's appropriate for a wider discussion about World War II.
Just to see it?
Yes.
Just to say, wow, we were in the same room as actual Nazi paraphernalia. Nobody's wearing it.
And a discussion about why it is so evil and so awful. And here's another one, Scott, why we don't joke about it. Why you don't go to a Halloween party dressed up as an SS officer.
Prince Harry did.
Why you don't play a game of beer pong with your cups in a Nazi formation. Why you don't do these things today. How devastating it is. Bring in a big Sonya to talk about the slaughter of her family members. All of that is okay within a wider discussion.
It would be kind of a Debbie Downer as far as a party is concerned.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you make that part of a wider discussion about that era so the kids understand the gravity of what we're talking about,
okay,
then it's fine.
But you're saying don't dress up.
No.
It's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 576-7798. The teacher looks to be suspended. The student, we're not so sure. Where do you draw the line?
Well, and if the student asked, Scott, and the teacher said, okay, I'm not saying the student gets a total hall pass, but if the kid asked and the teacher said, come on in, that'll be interesting.
Prince Harry wore a swastika armband at a party one time.
And was roundly condemned for it and apologized for it.
But how quickly we have forgotten.
I didn't forget.
Yes, you have.
No, I absolutely remember that. How old was he? And I'm not discounting. I mean, of all people, he should have known
better. Late teens, early 20s, probably.
Like the best private schooling education money has to offer.
Yet he is the prince of a nation devastated by the Nazis.
Yeah. So of all people, he should have known better is what I'm saying.
Yes.
I would say the same thing about this teacher. You should know better.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know, I can finally talk about the great used cars out of Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. We finalized the paperwork on a car this afternoon, actually right before I came into work. What an amazing, easy, smooth process it was to get in, get financing if you need it. They have great financing deals at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, and they have cars for every single budget. You want to spend $3,500, they can hook you up with that, all the way on up to the nicest pre-owned car money can buy. They will hook you up with a great used car. And look, if you're looking for a new car, do not forget those 2018, 2019 Volkswagens, the Atlas, the Tiguan, the Jetta. They are absolutely unbelievable. Their safety features, the way they drive, the way they look. If you're wanting something that doesn't drive like a big clunky SUV and doesn't look like a minivan, I'm telling you, test drive that Atlas. You will fall in love with it just like I did. Get to Volkswagen and Lee Summit. So easy to work with. Out at 470 and Colburn Road, I-470 and Colburn Road. Or check out their inventory online at vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Hey, something's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future, but if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Dale's Body Shop, as their new name is. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their reputation is so good. They've had people drive in from miles around, from Omaha, from Columbia, Leawood recently. Had a family there, lovely family, named the Wrights, that took their car to Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's the number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. We're online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you. Marvin in Grain. Oh, sorry about that. Fat fingers. Marvin in Grain Valley. Hello, Marvin.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
No, I just want to make a statement that, you know, you don't have to dress up like a clown to talk about the circus. You don't have to dress up like a chef to talk about cooking. So, okay. I mean, I think it's just unnecessary to actually have to come in full costume to make that debate.
Where do you draw the line?
Costume. You don't have to be in a costume.
Ever?
Not necessarily, not unless you're putting on a show.
Well, what if they, okay, what if they are putting on a show?
It's either a debate or it's a show. If it's a show, then put it on stage and then explain it, that the characters will be in costume.
Wait. Let's say, for example, we're going to have a play, and this would never happen in America today. Let's say, though, that just for the sake of argument, we're going to have a play of Huck Finn at the local school. Should they preface it by saying there's going to be language that you're not going to like. There may be. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I just think that's already been debated on that story. That pretty much has taken care of itself as far as anybody putting that play on. At least I haven't heard anybody put that play on anything recently.
Why wouldn't though? I mean, that is an American classic, is it not?
It's an American classic, but I mean, there's a lot of classics that just, you know, now we understand it more, that we say, hey, that's maybe not inappropriate now.
Is Huck Finn inappropriate?
I wouldn't say it's inappropriate. I mean, there's been many books written on a lot of things. I mean, books on serial killers. Is it appropriate, or is it just, hey, let's not present that in this form? If you want to read it, go seek it out for yourself and read it for yourself.
You don't have to put it on. Now, Marvin, I'm going to slightly disagree with you there, and here's why. I think there are works in American literature that are uncomfortable to read and deal with heavy subject matter, but are important to read. And let me give you another example. This doesn't have to do with race, but women's rights. I would say The Handmaid's Tale. I think everyone should read The Handmaid's Tale. And you're probably thinking of that show on Hulu. The book is, I think, required reading in high school for the way women were treated in that portrayal.
Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, in book form is one thing. You know, you read it, you find out for yourself. But, I mean, to put on a show about it is a totally different thing, because everything, most movies were adopted from a book. Well, they're not to the T in that book. They say, you know, adopted from a book.
Hmm. Yeah.
But when it's shown in a movie form, they change it to kind of reflect today's attitude.
But you wouldn't recommend getting rid of Huck Finn in public schools, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
You know there are people who do.
Well, I mean, there's probably a few things that I think you should get rid of too, but not the literature. I mean, you know, at your and my age, we understand it now. We can kind of deal with it a lot better.
Yeah, and someone wrote on the text line, and it's a good point, Marvin, about plays. It's one thing to read Huck Finn, okay? It's another thing to listen to that dialogue on a stage. Would you agree? It's one thing to read it to digest it and understand the time period we're talking about. It's another thing to see it up in lights on a stage. We've seen this with the producers, with some schools saying,
what's the difference between that
not to do the producers.
And watching the movie 12 Years a Slave? Why is it okay if it's on the silver screen? It's not okay if it's on a stage.
It's a good point. I don't know. It's a good point. Because, I know schools have grappled with it, especially
because
with the
producers. 12 Years a Slave, Danny, you would agree. You thought that was a great movie.
Really hard to watch, but very,
but a
very
great
good
movie, and empowering and impactful. Would you watch 12 Years a Slave if it was put on by a local college on a stage? And why? Is it because you're seeing the people say those words?
Seeing the kidnapping. Seeing the
there's
beatings.
Somebody right in front of you dropping the N-bomb?
Yeah. Seeing the rapes? I mean,
where do we draw the... This is a fascinating topic. Where do we draw the line on art, on history?
The expression of that art.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing when you read the N-bomb in Huck Finn. 186 times, I might remind you. Would you be willing to hear it 186 times on a stage?
It's harder.
Why?
I don't know. It just is.
What about if you heard it 186 times on the silver screen?
Still difficult.
But not as hard if it was on a stage.
I don't know. You sat through Django.
Where do we draw this line on what we're willing to accept? I'll read it. I'll watch it in a movie. But don't you dare put that on a stage and actually have somebody say the words. Well, who do you think saying the words in the movie?
I do think... And I'm smart enough to know that I'm not smart enough to know, but I think a lot of people get upset when it comes to what you consider children doing and saying these things, as you more so than you would to an adult portraying this character.
Right.
Because, yeah, if it's a, you know, Samuel L. Jackson and Leonardo DiCaprio into Django, it's a good movie, and you're just like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But if these were children on a stage, you'd be like, no. No,
not up in here.
I mean, Tabitha did a play not long ago where they dropped GD in the play. And I was sitting in the theater going, I cannot believe
they just said that.
My wife just lost a job.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, because it was a kid, not an adult. And it was part of the play. It meant, it was nothing. No one else seemed to cringe the way I did.
The only thing you could think, you were sitting there going, okay, we're going to need to budget for Christmas Day. She just lost a job.
Well, there goes our retirement.
Real quick, Jim in Kansas City. Jim, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thanks.
I just wanted to get you guys to respond to how you would feel about a student coming to class dressed as Louis Farrakhan.
In fairness, if I'm going to defend the student coming to class as a Nazi soldier or a member of the KKK, I would have to be willing to defend a student coming to class as Louis Farrakhan, even though I find him to be a detestable human being.
And I understand that. How about, is it Dana?
Yes,
what,
for many
what
years.
What would you feel?
I think you have to err on the side of caution with all of it. I wouldn't defend either. I just don't think, especially in today's climate, it's a good idea. And I think most teachers listening know that and would know better.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterr.
Happening now on KMBZ. Fire, water, mudslide. More next.
Hey, you have heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon and the development off of 435 and 87th Street, right in the heart of Johnson County. Go and take a look at the last remaining lots available out there. Big lots, enormous homes, starting in the 600s, by the way, in some of the most gorgeous scenery you will find anywhere. Canyon Farms Golf Club is right there. And the new lots that have just opened up, there are about 27 of them, are nestled right in between holes 2 and 3 on that golf course. Some of the most stunning scenery. And really one of the signature holes of that golf course between 2 and 3, that par 3 right there, that you will find anywhere. The roads are in, the infrastructure is in on the last phase of Cottonwood Canyon. They're just waiting for you to come on out, choose your lot, and start building your dream home today. 913-492-4444 to secure your reservation for a private tour. 913-492-4444 or online at cottonwoodcanyonks.com, cottonwoodcanyonks.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.